Turning to sports on KNKX, the Seahawks open their regular season at home on Sunday afternoon against the Cincinnati Bengals. It will be the first time fans will see the team's newest acquisition in action. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talks about how this new player has changed his whole outlook on the team's chances this year. Art, the Seahawks surprised a lot of people with their acquisition of Jadeveon Clowney from the Houston Texans.
It was a big deal on Saturday. I think there was some speculation that the Seahawks in the last week were in on the potential acquisition, and it was amazing how little it cost them. Two players who weren't going to start, a third-round draft choice, and they got the Texans to pay half of his salary for this year.
Wow.
And Clowney got something out of it from the Seahawks as well, besides the salary and the trade to a contending team. He will not be franchise tagged in the subsequent year. So he really is a one-year player right now. He could sign an extension after the season with the Seahawks, but right now he's kind of a one-year rental. So that's a little bit of the downside of the deal. But he is definitely worth it. Clowney came into the league as the number one overall pick in the 2014 draft from South Carolina, and he was expected to be the world's greatest pass rusher. Well, he isn't quite that. He uses a lot of his athleticism to get to the quarterback, but he's a little light on technique. He's a great run stopper. That's something that a lot of people didn't expect out of him. So I think he is going to be more comfortable in the Seahawks system because they run a setup that he's familiar with, four down linemen, three linebackers, and he'll be a defensive end, primarily rushing the passer, but he is a very effective run stopper. So he may not be quite the player that people saw in 2014, but he's only 26. He can learn. And he's definitely going to have a big impact on this defense.
Well, how will he impact the defense? How is this all shaking out?
Well, what's happened is the Seahawks pass rush went from the biggest weakness on the defense to probably its biggest asset. Because not only is Clowney going to be on one end, they're also going to get the services of Ziggy Ansah, who was the free agent hire in the offseason. The two of them are going to be able to bring big heat on the opposing quarterbacks. And I also think that once Jaron Reed, the nose tackle, comes back from a six-game suspension, the Seahawks might have one of the most impressive defensive lines in the league. And actually, they'll be a part of the best front seven, I think, in the NFL, given that Bobby Wagner and K.J. Wright return at linebacker. And that's a real flip for a Pete Carroll defense, because Pete strategically has always wanted to have a great secondary to deny the long pass to make opposing offenses one-dimensional. He doesn't have that anymore. The Legion of Boom is gone, and the replacements aren't quite as good. And so this is a reversal for Carroll, but he's more than happy to accept the challenge because having these two defensive ends changes the character of the defense for the good.
All right. Well, looking at defense and offense, what's your view on the Seahawks' chances this year?
Well, before Clowney trade, I was thinking they might be 7-9. Again, to refresh listeners' memories, they were 10-6 last year, made the playoffs in the first round, and lost to the Cowboys in Dallas. So I didn't think that was going to happen again this year because of the deficiencies on the defense. But now I'm thinking, well, this is worth two games, and I'm looking at 9-7. That won't win the division, and it won't get in the playoffs. But if good health prevails and they get some step-up years from some of the young players, they could get back to 10-6, and that shouldn't make the playoffs. What they're trying to do is be better than the LA Rams. I don't think they're quite there yet, but this is a far more competitive team this week than they were last week.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.